troubled in his heart. So in this gospel text, I was blessed enough to reach your ears this morning. The Lord Christ painfully laments the sins of the Jewish people and the sufferings that will befall them in Jerusalem. His grief would bring him to tears, stating, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes, and they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation." Oh, to know such peace, peace that passes all understanding, love that loves without cause, steadfast compassion and faithfulness in the face of rebellion and adultery. Hear me, sinners, one and all. God has visited you in the person of his Son. He has taken upon your flesh, become one of you, for he loves you. This visitor from heaven has been sacrificed in your place to make for your peace. This is what God wants. It is his good and gracious will that he break and hinder every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and your sinful nature, which do not want you to hallow his name or let his kingdom come. His good and gracious will is that he strengthen and keep you in his word and faith until the good work he has begun in you has been completed, until you are delivered out of this sorrowful world to rest, transferred at last to glory. As the church year goes on throughout this season of Trinity, God continues to graciously give more and more time to man. Time to be brought to repentance and belief. The Lord Jesus might as well have ridden that borrowed donkey up upon the crest that overlooks the whole Missouri City, or up to the top of the peak of Mount Diablo, overlooking all of the Bay Area, overlooking Grace Congregation, saying to everyone's sinful flesh, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace." But thanks be to God, he has not hidden it from you. He has revealed the things that make for peace, things such as a baptism to fulfill all righteousness, a meal instituted to deliver forgiveness, an innocent man sentenced to die in your stead, a scourging, a crucifixion, a burial, a resurrection, an ascension, and the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit. These are the things that make for peace. And thanks be to God, working through his holy word and holy sacraments, these peaceful things have been revealed to you. You did not earn it. You did not figure it out. It was given, a gift of grace. It does not belong to you, but it simply keeps coming to you for free. Lord weeps over Jerusalem for those who will not Thank you.